Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Let me just check to see if he's still talking. And he finally stopped. Thank God. He can talk for 20 minutes without taking a breath. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, that was a great talk about the birds and the bees, too, to a couple of kids going to the prom, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, and how's your morning going for you? Okay, so we've actually covered a lot of territory this morning, I've got to tell you, and there's still a lot more to do, including Dimitri Graffiti. That'll be coming up around 8:50 on the radio side only, not on the Facebook side, because Facebook essentially has banned it because of licensing issues with the music that we play, so to hell with Facebook. But you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network to hear me, and of course you can hear me over the broadcast airwaves as well on these great radio stations, Big Willie 105.5, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality and the force multiplier of truth. All right, so we've got all that going on. Big prize package for you later on this week, courtesy of Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and now Mitsubishi. We've got that coming up. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. The audio stuff, some of the audio clips. For whatever reason, I got to do this the only way that I can do this today. So this is Stephen Miller. He is a very, very impressive guy. I tried to play this for you earlier, could not. So we're going to do this. He is a spokesperson for the Trump administration. He is very forceful. He lays it out beautifully anytime he starts talking. And he tells you exactly what's going on with today's Democratic Party that is controlled by the far, far left. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, the Democrat Party has become a party that openly aids and encourages and foments violence. And we all lived through the unspeakable tragedy of two nearly successful assassination attempts on President Trump. A bullet came within a centimeter of taking his life. We watched in agony and horror as a crazed left-wing terrorist murdered Charlie Kirk just while he's giving a speech, having a debate on a college campus. We watched the United Healthcare CEO get gunned down in cold blood. We saw just days ago a sniper try to take out ICE officers. And what do all of these killers and assassins have in common? They've been radicalized by Democrat Party rhetoric that describes anyone who doesn't share their warped, twisted worldview as fascists, worthy, by implication, of execution. They are using this language to mark people, to put a target on them. And then on top of all of that, what else do they do? When Antifa, when these left-wing terrorists attack our law enforcement, Democrat judges won't put them in jail. Democrat-led police departments refuse to arrest them. Democrat mayors and governors refuse to pursue them. So when violence is openly occurring against the targets that they have named and identified, they will not arrest the violent agitators. And that's why President Trump signed an executive order. It's called a National Security Presidential Memorandum, or NSPM. And that's when you change the formal national security policy of the country. And so President Trump issued an NSPM last week that for the first time ever establishes a national counterterrorism strategy to dismantle these radical left-wing terror groups, including but not limited to Antifa. President Trump's going to find the members, he's going to find the funders, he's going to find the violent terrorists, he's going to find everybody involved in this criminal conspiracy. Well, the Democrat...
And there you have it. Now, this ties in, and we'll get to Riley Moore in just a bit. This ties in with an amazing story, ties in beautifully and horribly, with an amazing story out of Virginia. There's a Democrat who is running for Attorney General of the state of Virginia. This is a very, very big deal. His name is Jay Jones.
Let me read you part of this story from Breitbart. Virginia Democratic Attorney General hopeful Jay Jones is being pressured to drop out of the race after text messages revealed he apparently fantasized about a Republican lawmaker being fatally shot. In a social media post on Saturday, Governor Glenn Youngkin, he's a Republican in Virginia, called out Jones for the text messages he's accused of sending in 2022 that showed him wishing a now former state House speaker and his children would be killed. A former Speaker of the House and his children wishing they would be killed. Youngkin said this violent, disgusting rhetoric targeted an elected official and his children. It's beyond disqualifying. Jay Jones said that Gilbert gets two bullets to the head and then hoped his children would die. Read those words again. There's no gosh, I'm sorry here. Jones doesn't have the morality or character to drop out of the race. Jones claimed that he was deeply sorry for what he had said and wished he could take back his words. This is no accident. This is a pattern. What's the old line about you do it once, a mistake, you do it twice, it's a trend, three, it's... I forget what three is now that I think about it. It's pretty much your standard operating procedure, frankly. I don't know why the Republicans continue to give cover to the Democrats. Let me explain. I wish I had a dollar for every time a Republican said, we have to tone down the rhetoric. We have to stop having these people calling us fascists and Nazis and saying all these terrible things that we should be dead. The Republicans keep saying that because they keep telling us that that motivates a lot of these crazies on the far left to take them out, to kill them, or try to kill them. This has been going on for years. With the Republicans saying they need to tone it down, don't they understand what they are causing? The Republicans essentially are running cover for the Democrats because by saying that, the Republicans effectively are saying the Democrats don't understand what they're doing. And if they just understood that they should not be using words like fascist and Nazi and killing and this, that, and the other, if the Democrats just understood this, they wouldn't be doing it. And all these shootings would stop. That's what the Republicans essentially are saying by, hey, these Democrats have got to stop talking like this. And these Republicans, I must tell you, are so clueless that I'm almost embarrassed for them. Whatever else you might think of the far left, and the far left controls today's Democratic Party. Today's Democratic Party isn't Phil Wallace. Today's Democratic Party isn't even Flewharty. Today's Democratic Party is the far left, radical, hateful Marxists that get the most views on, likes and all that on social media and get lots of donations, the AOCs and all of them on the far left. They're not stupid. Whatever else you might think about them, they ain't stupid. There is one reason why they continue to use words and phrases like Nazi and fascist and king and this, that, and the other and all of these other trigger words. It's not because they don't understand the impact of what they are saying. The Republicans want you to think that's the problem. Well, the Democrats don't understand the impact of this. Republicans are idiots. I'm here to tell you right now that the Democrats do understand the impact of every word that they are using. And they've understood this for a very, very long time. Now let's connect the dots. If you agree with me that Democrats are not stupid and that they do understand what the words mean, make no mistake about it, they do. What is the only conclusion that a sane person could draw? Yeah. It's kind of chilling when you stop and think about it, isn't it? They are doing this on purpose because this is exactly what they want. They want to continue inflaming people to try to kill their political opponents, whether it's Supreme Court justices, whether it's the President of the United States, whether it's Charlie Kirk, whatever, and God knows who else, including all the Republican congressmen at that baseball game a few years ago. On and on and on. The Democrats are not stupid. They are doing this on purpose. They want you dead. Why can't the Republicans understand this? Now, it's a very chilling, sobering thought when you step back and go, oh my God, that's exactly right. Now, if you don't believe me, I have a challenge for you. Simple question. We agree the Democrats are intelligent, no question about it. We agree that they understand that when you call people fascists and Nazis and everything else, that they're more likely to trigger people to kill, you know, the Republicans. Okay. Why else would they be doing it? Really, why else would today's Democrats be using those specific words knowing that that has caused many, many crazies on the left to try to kill the Democrats' political opponents, including people who work for ICE, certainly the president, Supreme Court justices, and on and on and on. There is no other explanation. And yet the Republicans still say, we need to tone it down. No. You need to call out the Democrats to say, stop trying to have people kill us. Because that's what's actually going on. It's hiding in plain sight. Nothing else makes any sense. This is why they continue to do it. And the Republicans keep thinking, well, it's a big misunderstanding. If they just understood the meaning and the significance of their words and the damage those... Of course they understand it. That's what they want. They want you taken out. Why can't you see that? Republicans, just some of the most naive, the dumbest, clueless people on earth. Do you not understand what your enemy is like? Do you not understand what the game is here? It's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, next. Congressman Riley Moore. Second district, West Virginia, upper half of the state. He is Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. That's why Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. Her favorite nephew is Riley Moore, so she installed him as your congressman. And during the campaign, I broke the story that this Riley Moore, you might know him better as Rick Rattler. He is the lead singer of this notorious band called Rattler. And you might also know him better as Riley McGowan Moore. Mr. Riley McGowan Moore has a rap sheet in Fairfax County, Virginia, I think 18 different counts. But as the lead singer for Rattler, it was pretty much Satan worship. I broke the story. I posted all the pictures all over Facebook. one of the leads, either lead guitarist or lead singer, might have been Riley Moore himself, pentagram, the satanic pentagram. Rick Rattler waving around this giant serpent made out of either wood or plastic or something with red eyes and fangs, singing songs about depravity that it just, I had to clean him up. And again, all of this had been posted on Facebook, and I've done shows on this. I broke this story. The local media did not want to touch it. So here you have Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew, who she installed as your congressman, who has this disgusting track record of being Rick Rattler. If you don't believe me, I reached out to him and his campaign at least 8-10 different times saying, if this is not you, please tell us. They never denied it. They never denied it. So a reasonable person is left to conclude that, yeah, I got it right. And I included on Facebook the pictures of him waving around that giant serpent and the lyrics to all the disgusting songs about what they were going to do to innocent young girls and all the stuff with the cocaine and the drinking and everything else. And now Congressman Riley Moore is really concerned about violence against Christians. Bad stuff going on in Africa. That is true. There's no question about it. The media is not covering it because they can't blame Israel for any of this. But you got the Muslims who are hunting down and killing lots and lots and lots of Christians, and no one seems to care about it, including the Pope, who's too busy blessing an ice cube. Boy, what a loser he turned out to be, huh? You know, this American Pope, no less. And so now Riley Moore has this resolution. A resolution means nothing, by the way. It's not a law or anything. It just says we're going to wag our fingers saying this is bad and this has to stop. And so, yes, he is raising some interest and some concern regarding what's going on in Africa, the Christians being slaughtered. But a lot of Christians don't seem to care about this. But it's the same Rick Rattler. It's pathetic.